February 13th, St. John of Triora, Martyr, First Order. John Lantera was born near Triora in Liguria on March 15th, 1760, of pious and respectable parents, and passed his boyhood days in great innocence. In his 17th year, he joined the Order of Friars Minor. He pursued his studies for the priesthood, and after he was ordained, he was appointed lector of theology at Tarquinia. He governed the communities at Tarquinia and Velletri with the singular prudence with which God blessed him. Feeling himself called by God to a life of greater sacrifice, and burning with zeal to go to the Chinese missions, he petitioned this favor, which was granted in 1790. He hastened from Rome to Lisbon, and from there intended to take passage to China. As no opportunity presented itself to sail from Lisbon, he was forced to remain there a whole year. At the end of this time, he boarded a ship for Macau, from where he shortly entered the Chinese Empire. For 16 years, he labored with apostolic zeal in the provinces of Shanxi and Hunan, which offered an abundant harvest. He was the only priest in this vast region, but he visited each and every Christian community. The difficulties involved could not deter him, neither could the dangers of the journey restrain him. He restored sacred institutions which had practically fallen into decay, and expelled the shadows of superstition. He meditated assiduously on the sufferings of our Lord, and the ardent zeal with which he was inflamed led many idolaters to the true faith. His zeal for the salvation of souls prompted him to pass whole nights in prayer and in scourging himself. God rewarded this ardor in spreading the gospel by working great miracles through him. He caused a spring which had run dry to flow again by merely making the sign of the cross over it. Another time, someone struck him while at prayer, and the offender was instantly killed by a serpent's bite, as John had predicted. John continued the work of spreading the Christian religion, but at last he was apprehended and brought before the magistrates. To the questions that were put to him, he answered in a manner worthy of the ancient martyrs. He was bound with chains and forced to make a long journey on foot. He spent 7 months in prison, enduring tortures too cruel to describe. With iron chains around his neck and his hands and feet tied, he was dragged violently to a cross which lay on the ground, that he might tread on it. But this he refused to do. Then the sentence of death was pronounced upon this athlete of Christ. John was led to the place of execution, where he prostrated himself 5 times to adore our Lord, and to give public testimony of his faith. He begged the executioners not to strip him completely of his garments. This favor having been granted, he directed the guard to give his commands. He was fastened to a cross and strangled at Changsha on February 7, 1816. His death was followed by great signs and wonders from heaven. The body of the martyr was taken to Rome, where it lies under the altar in the church of Araceli. Pope Leo XIII, in the Jubilee year 1900, beatified him and 76 others who had suffered martyrdom in Annam in China. He was then canonized on the other Jubilee year of 2000 by St. John Paul II. On True Zeal for Souls. Not satisfied with providing for the salvation of his own soul by entering a religious order, there to consecrate himself entirely to the service of God, St. John was anxious to save the souls of others also, particularly those who were still sitting in the darkness of idolatry and paganism. hence his ardent desire to go to China, where a vast field of labor awaited the missionary. Is this not a picture of unselfish and loving zeal? The great commandment finds a true observer in this saintly son of Saint Francis. What thought do we ever give to the souls of those about us who have not been so favored as we in receiving the gift of faith? It is not necessary for each one of us to go out proselytizing. Frequently, our non-Catholic friends and acquaintances come to us for information regarding the Catholic faith, with a sincere intention of learning the truth. Do we show sufficient interest in them and their inquiries when they appeal to us at such times? Have we any zeal for the salvation of their souls? Yet this zeal is an integral part of our love for God. True charity for our neighbor consists in doing all in our power to procure his eternal salvation. The providence of God directs everything to this end. Impelled by his eternal love, God created us. His Son became man, lived on earth, poor and unknown, spent 3 years of his life in toil and in labor, and finally died a disgraceful death on the cross in order to redeem us. For our salvation, he instituted the holy sacraments, founded his church, and commanded his apostles to go forth and teach all men. Moreover, his constant care of us, the many blessings he bestows on us, are all the result of his zeal for our salvation. If God himself is so concerned for souls, should we not, in grateful tribute, be correspondingly mindful of the souls of those of his children who know him not? Do we ever offer them an opportunity of gaining a knowledge of the faith and the beauties of the Catholic Church? There are various means at our disposal to do this, but does our zeal for souls prompt us to use these means? No fatigue, no hardship, no danger could deter St. John of Triora from fulfilling his missionary duties. In this, he imitated our Holy Father, St. Francis, who traversed not only Italy, but also Spain, France, Illyria, Palestine, and Egypt. And to what end? Was it not for the glory of God and the salvation of souls? That was, moreover, his aim in instituting his three orders. Not only were his followers to imitate him by preaching, but still more were they, by the holiness of their lives and by fervent prayer, to save souls from the snares of the devil and lead them to Christ. What was the burden of those long prayers St. Francis said, and which he sometimes prolonged far into the night? The conversion of sinners and the salvation of souls. If we are incapable of preaching or teaching or giving missions, we can still find many other works of charity in which to employ ourselves. Our weak health may be a hindrance to our undertaking great labors or much active work, but we can edify others by our religious and domestic virtues, and by our prayers labor for the salvation of souls. Let us recall the words of St. Paul. In doing good, let us not fail, for in due time we shall reap, not failing. Therefore, while we have time, let us do good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Prayer of the Church. O God, who didst adorn with the crown of eternal glory the sufferings which St. John of Triora, thy martyr, endured for the Christian faith, mercifully grant that by his merits and intercession all unbelievers may be freed from the shadows of death and be led to the light of salvation. Through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. St. John of Triora.
Thank you.